$1,000 four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL.
Animal medieval disease. I'm Martin Eckert. The ranks of those calling for Virginia Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax to resign continues to grow over sexual assault allegations.
Any message for the citizens of Virginia?
We'll have our say. I'm confident in the truth. Thank you all so much.
Fairfax has repeatedly denied the allegations against him. He's even demanding a full investigation into what he calls, quote, unsubstantiated and false allegations, saying in a statement, I will clear my good name and I have nothing to hide. I've passed two full field background checks by the FBI and run for office in two highly contested elections with nothing like this being raised before. It is obvious that a vicious and coordinated smear campaign is being orchestrated against me. I will not resign. I'm Andy Rose reporting.
A winter storm bringing more than a foot of snow to parts of Washington State and Oregon. Meteorologist Rich Bond at the Weather Prediction Center says the same storm will drop up to 5 feet of snow on Northern California's mountains.
The heaviest precipitation will be occurring northwest California coasts, southwest coastal Oregon, and California, Sierra Nevada by the time we get into late Saturday through the day Sunday.
The outbreak of a medieval disease in Los Angeles.
Flea-borne typhus, contracted from fleas infected by rats, was first identified in the Middle Ages and is found in only a few places today, such as Rwanda and Ethiopia. It's now in Los Angeles. The outbreak began among the homeless in the Skid Row area of downtown and spread quickly, now discovered in City Hall, where the city council has approved seeking options to battle it. Council President Herb Wesson says the only thing people should worry about at work is work.
They should not be concerned about finding themselves in an unsafe or unhealthy environment.
Typhus is treatable with antibiotics, but symptoms include high fever, muscle aches, and rash. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
I'm Barton Eckert.
Hey everyone, Carrie here. For years, you've heard my husband, Ken.
Hello, Radioland.
Explain how Income Store is the place for your next revenue stream. Not to date ourselves, but Ken and I have been helping individuals and businesses grow their revenue since before the internet was even a thing. We've heard countless stories as to why people look to increase their revenue.
Some stories make us laugh, some make us cry.
These stories, combined with our own, have motivated Ken and I to dedicate our lives to help people, as Ken says, who need a revenue shot in the backside.
Whether you want to just learn how or simply put, you need to generate revenue today. Our mission is to serve both.
Our worldwide staff of over 150 help to create amazing resources, our most famous being the iTunes podcast.
Today's growth. You got to check out episode 383. It's truly amazing.
And both Inc. and Forbes have shared that when it comes to generating revenue, Income Store is a can't miss. To grow your revenue today, check out IncomeStore.com.
That's IncomeStore.com.
Beer before wine to avoid a hangover, a study says the old axiom doesn't hold up. Correspondent John Stonis.
European scientists recruited 90 Germans aged 19 to 40 and asked them to drink beer, wine, or both, with one group drinking 2.5 pints of beer followed by 4 large glasses of wine. A second group drank the wine first and then the beer, and a third group drank only beer or wine. A week later, the participants were brought back and asked to try a different order. Researchers found there was no difference in the intensity of the hangover brought on by the excessive drinking, debunking the old myth that drinking beer before wine gives you a milder hangover. Instead, people who said they felt drunker or vomited during the excessive drinking predictably reported feeling stronger hangovers the next day. I'm John Stolness.
In New York, jury deliberations will stretch into a second week in the trial of Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. I'm Barton Eckert.
It's so nice now that the kids are asleep.
Cheers.
We got the kids, our house, a stable income.
Checking off all the boxes.
But there's one box we haven't checked off.
What's that?
Life insurance.
We don't need to think about that now. We're young.
That's why now is the best time. Life insurance gets more expensive the older you get.
But I don't have time to do a blood test. It's such a hassle to meet with someone just to get a quote.
Not with Ethos.
Ethos?
It's a modern kind of life insurance. You just answer 4 quick questions at getethos.com and get a free instant quote. No pushy salespeople. And no medical exams required for policies covering under $1 million. You can apply online in just 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Let's do it.
But then what will we do for the rest of the night?
I'm sure we can think of something.
Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to GetEthos.com. That's E-T-H-O-S. GetEthos.com. GetEthos.com.
WML Traffic, I'm Michelle Murray. On 395 northbound at Seminary Road, earlier accident cleared, all lanes open, but there is some road work traveling on southbound 395 between King Street and Duke Street. And that has the right center and the right lane closed, and that's scheduled to be in place until 8 o'clock this morning. In Germantown, a Clopper Road is closed right now in both directions between Waring Station Road and Allspice Drive due to a serious accident. And keep in mind that Reservoir Road is closed in both directions between 38th Street and Foxhall Road due to water main work.
It's easy to overreact to headlines, especially in volatile times like these. But the truth is, there can be costs to inaction as well as action. So how are you supposed to know what to do and when? Now is a great time to get in touch with your financial advisor. This is Simon Hamilton from the Wise Investor Group. Give us a call. We think we can help.
Simon Hamilton and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company, Incorporated. To reach Simon, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try to get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but it just doesn't work for everyone. Now there's a silent, mask-free sleep solution keeping couples together in the same room called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep solution that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner a quiet and restful night's sleep together. Inspire is the only FDA-approved sleep solution of its kind that's helping thousands of people like you finally experience their best sleep. A sleep solution for you is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in the Washington, D.C. area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's InspireSleep.com. InspireSleep.com.
If you've got an Amazon Echo, you've got a new way to listen to WMAL.
This is huge news!
Hear mornings on Lamar, Chris Plant, Rush Limbaugh, Larry O'Connor, Mark Levin, and more.
Listen to this.
For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once your device is enabled, just say, Alexa, play WMAL.
It's really that simple.
However you connect, getting breaking news and the inside story has never been easier.
Isn't that kind of fun?
Get all the details at WMAL.com.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. It is the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. Jeff Wolf is behind the console. And, of course, Jane Houghton producing for us this morning. The eyes of the political world are on the state of Virginia. Specifically this morning on Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax. A Maryland woman has come out and said that she, too, was sexually assaulted by the Virginia Lieutenant Governor, an attack in 2000. Both were undergraduate students at Duke University. She is the second woman this week to accuse Justin Fairfax of sexual assault. Fairfax has forcefully denied both allegations. That is the big story of the morning, obviously, with local impact on us here in the Northern Virginia and Washington area. One other note before we really get into the details of the Fairfax story. Congressional bargainers are working toward a border security deal. The indications are that the White House is preparing to accept a bipartisan agreement that would give President Trump a fraction of the money that he's demanded for his proposed southern border wall. Participants say that they expect money for physical barriers to end up below the $5.7 billion that Trump has sought to begin construction of the wall. The amount seems to sure, at this point, to fall much closer to around $1.6 billion. The participants said that a figure was in a bipartisan Senate bill last year that, of course, did not end up being enacted. The agreement would also avert a new partial federal shutdown next weekend. So that's good news for government workers here in the area. But bad news for the state of Virginia. The governor, a week ago, under fire. A week ago, the lieutenant governor probably thought he was going to become governor. As of this morning, All indications are that he will be forced out of office in Virginia. Democratic Party leaders across the country and now in the state are calling for him to step down. Virginia delegate Patrick Hope, he is from Arlington, he held a press conference around 9 o'clock last night. He has given the lieutenant governor, Fairfax, an ultimatum. And here is what Patrick Hope said last night about 9 o'clock.
A woman in the United States is sexually assaulted every 98 seconds. As the father of three young girls, I cannot stand by silently while the lieutenant governor is facing multiple credible allegations of sexual assault. I believe these women. He needs to resign immediately. Should the lieutenant governor fail to do so, on Monday, I intend to introduce articles of impeachment on Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax. Article 4, Section 17 of the Constitution of Virginia says very clearly that impeachment shall be for a high crime or a misdemeanor. There's no question that violent sexual assault clearly qualifies as a high crime.
That is Virginia Delegate Patrick Hope, Democrat of Arlington County, and he was speaking last night. And as you heard, he will introduce articles of impeachment against the Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax if he does not resign by Monday. So that is the latest on the local front. Now, Justin Fairfax has been the lead story on national newscasts this week, displacing Governor Ralph Northam. Senator Kamala Harris, who of course is now in the presidential race for 2020, has tweeted, she said in her tweet, "The allegations by Dr. Vanessa Tyson and Meredith Watson are corroborated, painful stories of sexual assault and rape. It is clear that Virginia Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax should resign his office." That's from Kamala Harris. Now, we'll have a lot more detail on this story as we continue this morning, but we do want to take a quick break to check on the traffic and weather here on WMAL.
Overall, a light volume of traffic on the major interstates. On 66, a couple of work zones in Manassas eastbound. Between the Prince William Parkway and Sudley Road, there's a road widening project with the left lane closed until 9 o'clock. And in Arlington, there's more construction eastbound west of Westmoreland Street, and that is in the right lane. In the district, keep in mind that Reservoir Road is closed in both directions between 38th Street Northwest and Foxhall Road, and that because of water main work. And in Germantown, Clopper Road is closed at Waring Station Road due to an accident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it is cold and windy this morning in Washington. Right now we're at 27 degrees, but it's kind of breezy out there, up to 17-mile-an-hour winds, so we've got wind chill factors down in the teens this morning. For the rest of the day, we're looking for partly cloudy skies with a high of 37, mostly cloudy tomorrow, high to 43. Some rain on Monday, but there is a chance of some snow and a possible winter mix on the way of Monday, so it could be a little sloppy Monday. Otherwise, though, we're looking for rain, and then rain on Tuesday with a high of 43, Wednesday partly cloudy with a high of 48. Right now in Washington, 27 degrees, and we are headed to 37 this afternoon. 6:14, Saturday morning update on WMAL.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL, and obviously the big story of the morning, a second allegation against the lieutenant governor in Virginia, Justin Fairfax, and the cries for him to step down are echoing across the country. Now, Virginia House Democrats released a joint Democratic statement on the lieutenant governor yesterday. It says the following: "Due to the serious nature of these allegations, we believe Lieutenant Governor Fairfax can no longer fulfill his duties to the Commonwealth. He needs to address this as a private citizen. The time has come for him to step down." That, a joint statement from the Democrats in the House and Senate in the state of Virginia.
Those cries echoing across the country, as we said, Senator Elizabeth Warren on Friday said that both women's accusations were, quote, credible and troubling. She added in her Twitter post that they make it clear that Lieutenant Governor Fairfax should resign. Cory Booker, the multiple detailed allegations against the Lieutenant Governor of Virginia are deeply troubling. They are serious, credible, and corroborated by others. It is no longer appropriate for him to serve. He should resign. And Terry McAuliffe, also. The allegations against Justin Fairfax are serious and credible. It is clear to me that he can no longer effectively serve the people of Virginia as Lieutenant Governor. I call for his immediate resignation. And that's just a sampling of the messaging out there about Lieutenant Governor Fairfax. Now, in the wake of that attention, the governor, Ralph Northam, has told senior staff members that he will serve out the remaining 3 years of his term, and he will not step down amid his own scandal involving a racist photograph from his 1984 medical school yearbook. Indeed, a head-spinning week when it comes to Virginia politics. Virginia, the butt of jokes, one of them being, as you may remember, the slogan, Virginia is for lovers. One of the headlines now is Virginia is for losers. This is a stain across the country and around the world for the state of Virginia. And as of this morning, the three losers are staying on the job as of this morning. But as you heard from Virginia Delegate Patrick Hope, if the lieutenant governor stays on the job through Monday, he's going to call for an impeachment of the lieutenant governor. So a mess in the state of Virginia, and that's an understatement. And Mark Herring is in that mess as well. So we shall see how this all plays out. If you watched any of the, I guess you could call it a hearing yesterday. I'm not sure I would call it a hearing. It was more like a political circus with Matt Whitaker, the acting attorney general. Jerry Nadler is a Democratic head of that committee who called the hearing, and it was supposed to be a hearing on the FBI and the Department of Justice and kind of a status of what's going on at the Bureau and at the Department. But it basically turned into, it was basically politics on both sides. I watched a good portion of it yesterday, and the Democrats, obviously, were just trying to get at Trump, and this the entire Democratic messaging was a reinforcement of the Russia probe. The Republican spin was, we need a border wall, basically. That was the messaging of the day. So the questions from the Democrats were all to basically tarnish President Trump, the Russia probe, border security, they went after him on that. And the Republican questions were basically about illegal immigration and the need for border security. So I'm not sure how much we learned yesterday about really what's going on in terms of a status at the Department of Justice and the FBI, but we certainly did see an ongoing political circus. And among the craziness in there yesterday, this is cut four. This just gives you a sense of the tone. This is Congressman Hank Johnson talking to the acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker about why he didn't recuse himself.
There were career DOJ officials who advised you that you should not touch that investigation. Isn't that correct?
Congressman.
Yes or no?
I consulted with career ethics officials. I consulted with my senior staff. I consulted with the Office of Legal Counsel. It was my decision to make. I decided not to recuse.
Well, you know, it's interesting. As you watch these hearings, the questioners, obviously the congressmen on both sides, are trying to plant words in the mouth of the witnesses. And that's nothing new. It's blatantly obvious. And it's
gotten to the point where it's just kind of tacky. This is Congressman Swalwell. try this one on for size, Congressman.
Can you say right now, Mr. President, Bob Mueller is honest and not conflicted?
Congressman, I'm not a puppet to repeat what you're saying.
Are you able to say it, or do you not believe it?
I have.
Yep, good job, Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker. Well done. What's interesting is the recently confirmed Attorney General Barr will be in there next week. So this is like Matt Whitaker's final 4 or 5 days, maybe 6 days on the job before Bob Barr gets in there. So what's he got to lose? So he can get a little feisty with these. I mean, this is not like somebody who is in a confirmation hearing. Now, they treated it like a confirmation hearing. I mean, if you were to watch this, it was, let's attack anything and everything that Matthew Whitaker's ever done in his life, even though he's leaving this job in 5 or 6 days. Let's embarrass him. Let's drag him through the mud. And William Barr, of course, the attorney general, will be taking office this week. So, you know, William Barr's in, Matthew Whitaker's out. But this was the gem of the day. This was just classic. And this is, it just doesn't get any better. And this was the head of the committee, Jerry Nadler, questioning Matt Whitaker.
Mr. Chairman, I see that your 5 minutes is up. And so I'm here voluntarily. We have agreed to 5 minute rounds. And
that was priceless. I mean, that was just priceless. And a number of the congressmen were complaining that, you know, hey, we run these hearings, you don't. He would not give them yes or no answers. You know, they kept demanding yes or no answers because they're under the gun. You know, they've only got 5 minutes. So you've only got 5 minutes to trash President Trump. So you need every minute you can. So you just want yes or no answers out of the witness. But he would give them lengthy answers that they did not want lengthy answers. They wanted yes or no so they could get their entire positions into their 5 minutes. But whether they will call him back, it's another question. But that is the very latest from Capitol Hill. If you were watching and the State of the Union, and you were watching the hearings, you just see the absolute Trump derangement syndrome, which is, I think it's hit 98% of the Democrats. Several Democrats, Joe Manchin among them, you know, still have their feet on the ground, but you look at the other 97-98% of the Democrats, it is a Trump derangement syndrome, and they have not found a cure. I mean, there's not even a treatment. Nobody's even treating Trump derangement syndrome, not even treating it yet. So hopefully we'll find a cure, because if he gets reelected, they're really, really going to need one. It is 6:24. It is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL.
Demand for cybersecurity professionals in the D.C. region is more than 6 times the national average, and nearly 40% of cybersecurity jobs are unfilled. If you're interested in a career in this high-demand field, attend the University of Maryland, University College, and Montgomery College Decoding Your Cyber Career event. Learn from speakers like the former CIO of Merck and the co-founder of DataTribe. Witness a live hack, participate in a competitive cyber game, speak with education advisors, and hear from cyber grad Conrad Shand.
Because I got a degree from UMUC, I got promotions that helped me move up in the world and earn more for my family. Coming from a Maryland community college, I was able to transfer about 70 credits, which helped me save a bunch of money and finish my degree faster than I expected.
Attend this career-changing event at the Montgomery College Germantown campus on Tuesday, February 19th from 3 to 7 p.m. Register today at umuc.edu/cyberevent. UMUC is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Why are you checking your phone?
I'm so sorry. Let me just finish this up. There. I placed a trade for tomorrow morning. Boom.
Wow, I didn't know you did that.
Yeah, I've been taking classes at Online Trading Academy.
Really?
I was just feeling really stuck, you know, frustrated, trying to get ahead. But they taught me some really great skills, and I'm loving it. They've taught me all these new strategies designed to produce income and grow my retirement savings.
It's Online Trading Academy?
They're a world leader in teaching people how to become traders and investors.
You think I can learn this?
I mean, of course. I was just glad I signed up for their free class to see if Online Trading Academy was right for me. They show you all kinds of different strategies you can learn to make money trading and investing and to adapt to the market, whether it's going up or down.
How do I get started?
Online Trading Academy invites you to their next free class. If you call 877-304-TRADE right now and register, they'll send you a free online video course so you can start learning right away. 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-TRADE. Or otaclass.com. 877-304-TRADE. Or otaclass.com.
I got a different way of looking at it, and I wanted to run it by you.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
It's great talking to you.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work. He said, "Dad works for the government, and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to patriotsoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
Hey, business owners, does your Wi-Fi ever slow down because of your customers? Do downloads lag when they stream videos? Ever tried to finish payroll while clients hog up your bandwidth? Then make the switch to Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast. And we go beyond fast when you add Wi-Fi Pro, which lets you allocate how much bandwidth you give to customers and your business. So while customers are busy streaming, emailing, and chatting, your employees can still be productive. Wi-Fi Pro on the nation's largest gig speed network. A great experience for your customers and your business. Switch to Comcast Business now for an amazing deal. Get 75 megabit internet for just $49.95 a month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines. Wi-Fi Pro available for an additional charge. Switch before March 3rd and get a $300 prepaid card, too. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 3/3/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Subject to change. Prepaid offer ends 3/3/19.
Have you heard Retirement Key Radio with Abe and Shelley Avish?
You know, really what it takes is just making your finances and your retirement a priority.
If you wait too long, it can impact the end result.
Because this hard work that we've done over the course of our lives to save and invest as much as we can and grow our monies as much as we can all leads to one thing in retirement, and it's all about income.
Join them Saturday afternoons at 2 here on WMAL. More details at retirementkeyradio.com.
It's so nice now that the kids are asleep.
Cheers.
We got the kids, our house, a stable income.
Checking off all the boxes.
But there's one box we haven't checked off.
What's that?
Life insurance.
We don't need to think about that now. We're young.
That's why now is the best time. Life insurance gets more expensive the older you get.
But I don't have time to do a blood test. It's such a hassle to meet with someone just to get a quote.
Not with Ethos.
Ethos?
It's a modern kind of life insurance. You just answer 4 quick questions at GetEthos.com and get a free instant quote. No pushy salespeople. And no medical exams required for policies covering under $1 million. You can apply online in just 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Let's do it.
But then what will we do for the rest of the night?
I'm sure we can think of something.
Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to GetEthos.com. That's E-T-H-O-S. GetEthos.com. GetEthos.com.
It is the Saturday morning update. Coming up on the program, we're going to be talking with Jennifer Harper. She is on deck. We're going to talk about the Republican campaign for 2020, all this fuss about the Democrats over the past couple of months. What's on tap for the Republican presidential campaign? It starts Monday. Believe that? Well, we'll find out next about that. And also CPAC is on the way. We'll have a preview there. And the Green New Deal. We'll talk about that with Jennifer this morning. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer will be joining us later on this morning as well. We'll also be talking with Cheryl Atkinson. So we got plenty going on right here on the Saturday morning update. Heather Curtis will be in the newsroom, and she'll be keeping tabs on the situation in Virginia. And we'll lead off with that as we check the headlines now around the nation and around the area. A second woman has accused the Virginia Lieutenant Governor, Justin Fairfax, of sexual assault. She says the Democrat raped her 19 years ago while they were both students at Duke University. A lawyer representing the 39-year-old Meredith Watson issued a statement Friday alleging that Fairfax had carried out a premeditated and aggressive attack in 2000. The calls for his resignation have intensified. Last night, Virginia Delegate Patrick Hope of Arlington held a press conference a little after 9 o'clock last night. Here's part of what he had to say.
Can't question their motivations. They're clearly very credible people. These are very serious accusations, and he's unfit to serve office.
He also went on to say that if the lieutenant governor has not resigned by Monday, that he will file articles of impeachment. Over the weekend, congressional bargainers are working toward a border security deal. There are indications that the White House is preparing to accept a bipartisan agreement that would give President Trump some of the money that he has been demanding for the proposed southern border wall. The bargainers say they expect money for physical barriers to end up below the $5.7 billion that Trump had sought to begin construction of the wall. One White House aide says Trump is expected to back whatever compromise emerges. Well, it's business as usual at Amazon, but it is quite unusual for Jeff Bezos. Of course, he founded Amazon, the online retailer, but he has been grappling with a divorce, an extramarital affair made public by the National Enquirer, and now he is accused, the National Enquirer, of blackmail and extortion. Analysts and experts on the financial side say they don't expect any of that to make much difference to Amazon as a company or as a stock, but there could be some intense stories in the weeks ahead on the negotiations between Jeff Bezos and the National Enquirer, which now Bezos is calling blackmail and extortion. President Trump's physician says the president is in, quote, very good health and is likely to remain for the duration of his presidency and beyond in very good health. Dr. Sean Conley says that over the course of a four-hour medical checkup yesterday, he supervised a panel of 11 board-certified specialists in examining President Trump. Trump is now 72. It's his second health checkup since becoming president. Conley did not provide details about the examination, such as weight, heart rate, or blood pressure. It's 6:33. This is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. A time now for a check of the traffic and weather. Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
In the district, you will find some slowdowns right now on northbound DC 295 from the 11th Street Bridge to Pennsylvania Avenue with the long-term work zone in place there and the traffic lane shifting to the left and a rough road surface. Also in the district, keep in mind that Reservoir Road is closed in both directions between 38th Street Northwest and Foxhall Road, and that because of water main work. Traveling on the Beltway through Prince George's and Montgomery County, traffic is moving well and no delays on the Beltway in Virginia. On 395 southbound between King Street and Duke Street, there is construction, and that is in the right lane and the right center lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
For today, it looks partly cloudy with a high of 37. It'll be cold again tonight, down to 19. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 43. Some light rain on Monday, but it could become mixed in with some snow. We'll have a high of 38 on Monday in the immediate area. But do be aware, there could be a wintry mix on the way for Monday. Rain on Tuesday, high 43. Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high of 48. 27 right now in Washington, headed to 37 this afternoon, and 6:35 now on the Saturday morning update.
Islanders in the Caribbean like to say that if you don't like the weather, wait 10 minutes. Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, and that's great advice for the stock market, too. It's easy to get upset when the market falls, but what we have to remember is that this, too, shall pass. Now, that's easy to say, but sometimes it can feel hard to do. So in times like these, when stock prices are swinging wildly one day to the next, making you worry that your financial future might be at risk, here's the advice you need. Don't feel that you have to go it alone. I invite you to talk with one of my experienced financial planners at Edelman Financial Engines. Let's take a look at your investments and see if they're doing what you need and expect. We'll either reassure you that you're doing what you should be doing, or we'll give you recommendations to help you get the peace of mind you need so you can, well, wait for the sun to shine once again. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Good morning. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. The news gets more interesting every week, and to help us stay on top of it, Inside the Beltway, the column at the Washington Times, is authored by Jennifer Harper. She joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
Over the past few weeks, we have seen the rollout of presidential campaigns for a number of Democrats. So we've been wondering, when are the Republicans going to start? And I guess they are starting next week.
Well, starter gun is just about to go off. If you're wondering whether the Republican push for 2020 is going to be underway, well, it's going to be underway on Monday. And this is President Trump is going to go on his very first Make American Great Again rally in El Paso, Texas. I was wondering, gosh, is this the beginning of his campaign? And yes, his campaign confirms this is the beginning of the 2020 campaign. So you're good to go on that. Again, he's going to be in El Paso, Texas. And it's funny, too, when you think about the day that President Trump, or then-candidate Donald Trump, declared his intent to run for the White House, that was almost 4 years ago. I mean, that's how quickly time went by. That big date when he came down the escalator into the lobby of Trump Tower and the media went crazy, and so did the crowd, but for different reasons. But anyway, the date was June 16th, 2015. So on Monday, Mr. Trump is off to El Paso, and they're, of course, looking forward to that. They did, some of the officials down there were a little unhappy that during the State of the Union address, President Trump referred to El Paso as being a dangerous place, but they really don't care that much. And it should be a real humdinger because they've got VIP tickets, they have calls out for volunteers, so it's going to be quite a rollicking event down there in El Paso. And also, a little report from the fundraising world, if you're wondering about that. In the last 3 months of the year, in 2018, the Donald J. Trump for President Incorporated campaign raised $21 million. They also point out that 98.5% of these donations were what they call low-dollar contributions, all up to $200. And according to Michael Glassner, he's the campaign CEO, he says grassroots support for the president has remained steady and historic. This is a true testament to President Trump's fulfillment of his promises made to the forgotten men and women of America. So Monday we start. There you go.
So details of the Green New Deal announced this week, including the phasing out of airline travel. So you monitor the media coverage quite closely. How's this going over?
Oh, well, you can just kind of take it for granted about how this is going over with a lot of Republicans and also a lot of realists. We're, of course, talking about Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal, which she revealed her intent with some legislative action this week. Well, anyway, here's the deal on this. The Green New Deal is going to possibly put the U.S. in the red if it goes through, and in more ways than one. Of course, Our friends over at the Republican National Committee have done a very close analysis of this proposal, and this is what they have to say. The deal is going to cost a lot of green. And here's what the Green New Deal socialist wish list will look like in the real world. Again, this is coming from the RNC, and they are relying on actual testimony and so forth in the within the Capitol, and also press reports and so forth. And here's what they say about how much the Green New Deal will cost. To fully decarbonize the economy alone would be a dramatic and unrealistic transition. It would cost at least $2 trillion, a goal that one scholar has stated defies the laws of physics. Eliminating fossil fuels completely would put at least 1 million Americans out of work. The resolution calls for the U.S. to help other countries achieve a global Green New Deal, but this would likely cause massive disruption of global trade and leave developing countries out in the cold. Again, this is coming from the RNC. I thought it was a nice overview of all that, but also want to mention Tiana Lowe. She is a commentary writer for the Washington Examiner. She said the Green New Deal is just a red Trojan horse. It is a Trojan horse for communism, a series of measures meaningless in terms of climate change, but certainly to slowly transfer private industry property and means of production to government control. Again, that's from Tiana Lowe at the Washington Examiner. So I guess Ocasio-Cortez is turning green into red here, Rick.
So we have seen the energy levels at CPAC in the past, but with the new Democratic Congress and this new very progressive agenda that the Democratic Party is embracing in many ways and forms, CPAC this year should be very interesting, and it's not far away.
Yes, that's right. The countdown is on. It's kind of a cheerful heads up for all the conservatives out there who are kind of just getting tired of all the partisan division, hostile news media, et cetera, but indeed, CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference, begins on February 27th. That's, coming up on 2 weeks from now almost. And they've got all the fantastic, robust speeches, arousing patriotism, all the things that conservatives, in my humble opinion, they need, and they thrive on it as well. And this is CPAC number 45. The theme is What Makes America Great. And this event's going to be staged down at National Harbor once again. It's the perfect location for this particular gathering. And here's what they have to say. The four-day conference begins with an activism boot camp, an unparalleled initiative that brings together the finest conservative organizations involved in activism training and campaign management. This is coming from the organizers. And the remaining 3 days of the conference unite the political leaders of the conservative movement with the people who make up the movement. As President Ronald Reagan said in 1985, CPAC is the opportunity to dance with the one who brung you. And they say the powerful combination of knowledge and activism is critical to the advancement of conservatism. So you asked about whether they're ready to rumble, and it kind of looks like they are. And just a couple of the folks on the speaker's roster here, Senator John Barrasso, Representative Matt Gaetz, Jim Banks, and a lot of big thinkers also. Mark Levin will be there, Michelle Malkin, Andrew McCarthy, Gordon Chang. I'm sure our listeners are familiar with all those names. Also some of the investigative crowd, Tom Fitton, James O'Keefe, Sarah Carter will be there, and also Keiko James. She's the president of the Heritage Foundation. And, of course, the American Conservative Union Chairman Matt Schlapp, he's a stalwart himself. He'll be there to kind of make sure everything's getting going. Again, this is February the 27th. If you're curious about the developments and the updates, because they're constantly arriving, go to CPAC.org.
We always hear about polls that show how frustrated people are with the GOP and the Democrats. And if you spent any time watching any of the hearing on Friday or even any of the headlines with the acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker, you can understand why people are frustrated. And you always keep tabs on these polls, and it's not looking any better for either party, is it?
No, and everybody's just kind of really mad at their own parties. And this is I'd like to call it a big fat poll, and it's from Politico and Morning Consult poll. This is on February the 1st and 2nd. It's almost 2,000 registered U.S. voters, just a couple of numbers this early in the morning. 50% of U.S. voters now say that a third party is needed. That includes 45% of Republicans, 63% of independents, and 45% of Democrats as well. And 35% of them say they would likely vote for a third-party candidate. So, again, you get this annoyance out there with the typical parties, and then over a third say they would actually vote for a third-party candidate, and this will certainly strike terror in the hearts of strategists on both sides because they fear a split vote. And most damning of all, perhaps, only 22% of the voters say that Republican and Democratic parties do a, quote, adequate job of representing the American people. Again, that's like just a fifth of the voters think that the big parties are doing the job. And 19% are still undecided if they would vote for a third-party hopeful. But certainly the Libertarians have noticed all this. They gave their own State of the Union address on Tuesday night, which they streamed live online. And that was delivered by Jeff Hewitt. He was a Libertarian who was elected to the Riverside County Board of Supervisors in California. That's quite a very big district, so they thought that was a pretty significant win last November. But this is what they have to say. Mr. Hewitt have to say, the Libertarian Party is happy to pick up where the old parties fail. So we thought it would be fitting to offer some information you won't hear in a torrent of doom and gloom from our nation's capital. So they've got their eye on all of this. Again, the third parties are also ready to rumble.
So how about we leave it on a more positive note?
Yes, let's leave it on a more positive note. Just some information here about a scholarship to be reckoned with. This is coming from the Pat Tillman Foundation, and these are annual scholarship programs for active duty service members, veterans, and also military spouses. It is now underway. They're taking applications. They choose about 60 scholars every year, and these are very substantial scholarships. The Tillman scholars receive an average of $10,000 each. There are also grants for $1,000 each for professional development. They have university partners, which are all involved in this, including Columbia, Syracuse, Indiana, Ohio State, and George Washington Universities. And the trick on this is don't dilly-dally, because the application period ends on February 28th, end of the month. And if you want to find out about this, or if you know someone in your family or friends, it's PatTillmanFoundation.org. And, of course, this foundation is in honor of Pat Tillman, who put his NFL career on hold. He joined the Army after 9/11, served in Iraq and Afghanistan with the 75th Ranger Regiment, and he was killed during ambush in 2004. And also, his motto was service, scholarship, and humble leadership along with impact. So, again, these are scholarships at the PatTillmanFoundation.org.
Jennifer Harper, Inside the Beltway, The Washington Times. As always, thank you very much for being with us.
It's my pleasure, Rick.
6:48 now on the Saturday morning update. Time for a check of the traffic and weather. Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
So far, light volume of traffic in Virginia on 66, but there are a couple of work zones to watch out for. One in Manassas, eastbound between the Prince William Parkway and Studley Road along the left lane, and then eastbound west of Westmoreland Street in the right lane. But so far, we're not seeing any delays through the work zones. Now, there is a work zone in Silver Spring and north and southbound on 29 at Sligo Creek Parkway. Watch for left lane closures in each direction. And also in the district, keep in mind that Reservoir Road is still closed between 38th Street and Foxhall Road because of water main work. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And for the Washington area, for today, it's going to be breezy, so we've got a bit of a wind chill factor to deal with, especially this morning because it's only 27 degrees outside. We'll get to 37 this afternoon, partly cloudy skies. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, high 43. Some rain and snow possibly mixed together on Monday. We're looking for a high right now of 38. Tuesday looks like rain with a high 43. Wednesday, partly cloudy, high 48. 27 right now, we're heading to 37, and it's 6:49 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL, and of course, our lead story this morning, the calls for the Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax to step down in the state of Virginia. Patrick Hope, an Arlington, Virginia, Democratic delegate, held a press conference last night saying that if Justin Fairfax is not resigned by Monday, he will file articles of impeachment. Major story we'll be covering throughout the morning, and any later developments that happen as the morning continues, we'll have it both here and from Heather Curtis in the newsroom. We were talking about the contention in the oversight hearing yesterday on Capitol Hill, and this just is a little sample of it. I mean, most people, you know, are working during the daytime. They don't have time to watch or have these hearings on in the background, this is interesting. I have to identify all the players here because the number of people will chime in here. Now, you've got obviously Matt Whitaker. He is the acting attorney general. Sheila Jackson Lee is a member of the committee, and she's questioning Matt Whitaker. Now, also chiming in here will be Jerry Nadler, who is the chairman of the committee. And then we have the ranking member on the Republican side, Doug Collins, Republican of Georgia. You'll hear him chime in. Here you go.
You did not have a confirmation hearing, and you have not yet appeared for an oversight hearing. Yes or no? Yes or no?
Congresswoman, I am the acting.
Yes or no? Have you appeared before an oversight hearing in the Congress?
Congresswoman, I have not.
It has been 10 years
before.
Witness will answer the question as asked, please.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, if he feels that a yes or no is appropriate, he'll answer in a yes or no. If he does not feel it's appropriate, he should be able to answer in the appropriate, as many Democrat administration officials have done before this committee before. That is unreal.
The member has only 5 minutes, and if she...
If she wants a yes or no answer,
she's entitled to it. I will not allow the witness to stall and waste members' time.
Where were you when Mr. Lynch and Mr. Holder were here?
Witness will answer.
It went on like that all day. One note, and they do this on both sides of the aisle. I'm not saying it's just Democrats. But for some reason, the questioners always have to come off as mean and intense as they can possibly sound. Just listen to the tone of voice in Sheila Jackson Lee as she asks the question. Just listen to how intense she is.
You did not have a confirmation hearing, and you have not yet appeared for an oversight hearing. Yes or no? Yes or no?
Congresswoman, I am the acting.
Yes or no? Have you appeared before?
I mean, it sounds to me like they're interrogating a terrorist or something, you know? But it happens on both sides, so it is what it is. But that went on all day yesterday on Capitol Hill. So that's just a little sampling of what that was like. And we also have Jamie Raskin, Congressman Jamie Raskin. There was a back and forth that got very intense. And, wow. Again, as we mentioned, William Barr, the new attorney general, takes over next week. So this was the going away party for the acting attorney general, Matt Whitaker.
I'm asking you a very specific question. What was the name of the charity?
You have challenged my character.
No, I'm asking you a question. I control this time, Mr. Whitaker. If you want to ask the chairman for time of your own, you can do it. This is my time. Mr. Whitaker, you don't run this committee.
No, that's just, again, just a sample. I mean, it went on all day. Got to play the classic one, though. The classic one about the clock. And your time's up. This is just after Gerald Nadler, the committee chairman, asks Matt Whitaker a question. Matt Whitaker comes back with just a classic response after the questioning from the committee chairman.
Mr. Chairman, I see that your 5 minutes is up, and so I'm here voluntarily. We have agreed to 5 minute rounds, and.
I'm sorry. I mean, people gasped and people laughed. What did you do when you saw or heard that? It's 6:54, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free when you text the word FEAR to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text FEAR to 797979. Text FEAR to 797979.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
Everyone knows that even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out, and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding, and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts. Even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS tax debt assistance program that could save you thousands. Even tens of thousands. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who could protect you from the IRS, ensuring that you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. That's 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Your mission is winter survival. These tips will help you conquer the coldest winter in years. Plumbing survival tip number one, flush your water heater. Sediment is the enemy of your tank. It causes buildup and rust that contaminate your water supply. Flushing your system can improve water quality. Plus, it'll help you avoid cold showers, which is key to maintaining your winter sanity. Get a water heater flush and plumbing inspection for $49. Visit FHFur.com for more winter tips. That's FHFur.com.
What's your gift this Valentine's Day? How about taking 10 or 15 years off your appearance with the new Genucel jawline treatment? Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. No more turkey neck, double chin, or sagging jawline, and it works amazingly well. Just listen to Linda B. from Marina Del Rey. I love your jawline cream. It really works. I mean, I really see a difference, and people never believe my age. It works. And from now till Valentine's Day, the brand new Genucel jawline treatment is yours free when you order Genucel for bags and puffiness under the eyes. And for results in 12 hours, the Genucel Immediate Effects is also free. Go to Genucel.com or call 800-525-2720. Say goodbye to that double chin, bags under your eyes, and even those laugh lines and crow's feet. They'll be gone too. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-525-2720 or Genucel.com. Order now and get the Genucel XV Collagen Builder and free express shipping. Crazy offer for only one more week. Call 800-525-2720 or go to Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com.
.658 Saturday morning update on WMAL. Interesting note from The View. Joy Behar, of course, is at The View, has led The View for years. But when she got into the hot-button issue of the week on Ralph Northam and Mark Herring and blackface, there was no mention made during the live show yesterday about her own use of blackface many years ago. Interesting. She's 76, but neither she nor her four other panelists brought up a 1970s-era photo of Joy Behar at a Halloween party with darkened skin, dressed as a, quote, beautiful African woman. It was the second day that she ignored the issue. Neither ABC or Joy Behar has commented. You may recall that NBC last year cut ties with host Megyn Kelly after she created a furor by suggesting that it was okay for white people to wear blackface on Halloween. That was in reference to a positive depiction of Diana Ross. But that's the latest from ABC and Joy Behar. No comment. We've got the 7 o'clock news coming up on WMAL. We will be back, and we will be talking with John Gizzi. And John, obviously, will give us his read on Virginia politics, the State of the Union address, and also the passing of John Dingell. We've got Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer coming up, and we're going to talk with Tony about the Iranian ballistic weapon launch this week, and could that lead to them putting nuclear weapons on missiles. Also, we'll talk with Tony about the Pentagon's budget. It will have something new and something that may be welcome for the American public. That's all coming up. Also, we'll be talking with Cheryl Atkison. Intel operations still going on against President Trump. She's written an op-ed. We'll talk about that. And also, an interesting ally we have when it comes to Vietnam. Stay with us on the Saturday morning update as we continue to cover the news coming out of the state of Virginia and Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000 four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station.